This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Source for information on the news talk radio scene is the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the Talk Radio Review. In this hour, the DJV program will bring to you, through the courtesy and the knowledge of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner and me, Doug Steffen, an overview of these stories and the people on the people list. The work has been done for the last week. Let's see, January 25th to 29th. Last week of January, here we go. People list, ladies, you ready? Larry King, no surprise there, at number 10. Vladimir Putin, no surprise there, number 9. Ted Cruz, cruising into the number 8 spot. Liz Cheney at 7. What do we think about Liz Cheney? And the way, you know,
I think she's going to lose in 2 years. I think she's got some problems ahead.
Really? Because just because she didn't like Trump?
I think because she spoke out, or she voted for the constitutionality of the impeachment, which I think a lot of conservatives feel it's unconstitutional. I think not even conservatives. I think a lot of people feel that it is unconstitutional. And so I think that she's already got a primary opponent. I think that there are already more than half of Republicans who are challenging her leadership position within the party. So I think it's going to be a tough couple of years for her.
She's the only one. Well, who else in the Cheney family got into politics? Anybody? They had a couple of kids, didn't they? Dick Cheney and
There were a couple other kids, but yeah. I don't know if I'm not sure what the political trajectory of the others were. But
mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. 6, Marjorie Taylor Greene. That name means absolutely nothing to me. Who is Marjorie?
QAnon whack job.
Well, she's a representative who, has tweeted out and sent out a lot of posts about the Q, but she's also the person who filed articles of impeachment against Biden on day one, which is why she's
a nut job.
What was her basis for that? I'm just curious. Like, what did she cite?
Well, what was the basis for them doing it to Trump over
the years? I'm just saying but that's not my question. My question is, what were the actual charges? Because we know insurrection was the charges against Trump. What were the charges?
Yeah. So here's the thing. So I don't know, maybe you don't remember, but Al Green, who is a Democrat, a huge Trump critic from Texas, would file articles of impeachment against Trump almost all the time. They never went anywhere, but he would file them for all kinds of reasons and did it right after he came into office. And so, like I said, it doesn't even matter what they were because they're not going anywhere.
But this woman did it before Biden even got sworn in, right?
Yeah, they did. Once he got sworn in. That's what they did to Trump, too. In fact, the famous headline after President Trump was sworn in, I think it was the New York Times, maybe it was the Washington Post, but one of the big newspapers of record said the impeachment of President Trump begins now. And so, this is the problem when impeachment becomes political. It becomes a game of tit for tat.
Yeah, got to ruin your country in 10 easy lessons. All right, and so there's another nut job, freshman congressman, Republican woman, who's getting a lot of attention, but I can't remember her name either. Who do you remember? She's dark hair, glasses. Yeah, there's another one.
This is the only one that I've seen getting headlines.
Number 5, Schumer and Pelosi. They get too many headlines as far as I'm concerned. Number 4, Dr. Fauci, there's a lot of stuff still boiling about him. Highest paid person in the federal government. And there is still a question or now.
Connections to the coronavirus.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So what are they, Jennifer? You want to rehash them quickly people who didn't hear the story?
Yeah, it's a long story, so I'll try to be as brief as I can. But 10 years ago, there was a study going on with ferrets that have similar respiratory systems to human beings, and they were investigating viruses, and they were investigating coronaviruses specifically. And so one of the things that they were trying to do was to create this super virus that would be spread through the air so that they could figure out ways to vaccinate against it.
What's wrong with this picture?
This was during the Obama administration. The Obama administration said, this is too dangerous, we're shutting this down. So they shut shut it down. Well, Dr. Fauci at the National Institute of Health publicly took to an op-ed and was trying to make the case that this is the kind of research that's dangerous but worth the risk, essentially, was, I think, the title of his op-ed. And he kept it going using the money that was given to the National Institute of Health, and they kept working on this virus. So the reason the virus has those spikes is because it was manipulated by a laboratory, essentially. That laboratory happened to be the one in Wuhan where the virus escaped. Now, whether the virus intentionally escaped or accidentally escaped, the reason we have such a severe version of a coronavirus is because of the manipulation that can be tied directly to the money and research dollars given by Fauci and the National Institute of Health.
Gotta wonder where our priorities are. Don't you wonder that after this? Our money goes to help fund research on something that's being used to kill us. Thank you, Dr. Fauci. Thank you to the leaders of Chinese Communist Party. Wonderful. Number three, Mitch McConnell. Number two, Donald Trump. Anybody, what? McConnell, and what's his tune has changed somewhat. Is that because he's a political realist? What's the reason for his tune?
McConnell?
Yeah. His tune has changed.
Well, I think he's saying that he's not one of the Republicans who said that, you know, he wants to hear the evidence, I guess, of the Senate trial. Although he voted this week that the impeachment was actually unconstitutional. There were only five Republicans who said that it was constitutional to move forward with an impeachment of a past president. And he was not on that list. But certainly he's also been doing a lot of power struggling with Chuck Schumer about the filibuster. And that probably puts him on the list in that position.
All right, so what did Biden say about the filibuster this week?
Circle
isn't that
back.
It's a Senate tradition, right? That you can.
The filibuster allows for basically things to be passed with 67 members of Congress having to approve stuff, not a simple majority. Mm-hmm. Back in 2007, I want to say, Harry Reid, now 2008, I think. Whenever Obama was in the White House and Harry Reid was the leader of the Senate, that year was the year that, yeah, Harry Reid said, we want to end the filibuster on judicial appointees because they wanted to pass through the judges and the nominees that Obama was pushing through. So they ended the filibuster, making it just a simple majority to put in judges. Now, fast forward to the years of Trump, and Democrats were all ticked off that Trump was able to pass through judges with a simple majority. Well, you can thank Harry Reid primarily for that because that's exactly who changed the rule. So now Democrats want to change the rule again because they want to make Puerto Rico a state. They want to make D.C. a state. They want to pack the court, and they don't want to. They don't
Biden
want to
on?
Get the majority.
Biden wants
he
to
doesn't
keep
tell
it the
you.
Old way.
He won't tell you. He won't tell you. He just floats.
I think he has commented.
No, I think
though.
He
I
did too. I thought he did. He wanted to keep it the way it was. That is 67. That's what
I've been
saw.
Watching every single White House press briefing, and Psaki has been saying that it's for the Senate to figure out. It's for the Senate to figure out, and it will not have Biden take a position on it.
He's taken a position, I guarantee you that, because I've seen it. In
yeah, but he's against ending it, because I'm just looking here. 2 days ago, the New York Times, there's an article, why aren't progressives pressuring Biden on the filibuster? I think it's President Biden's commitment to keeping the Senate filibuster
right.
is angering some progressives.
He's an old-time member of the Senate. He's not
but I don't
screw.
Think he's...
He said a lot of things on the campaign trail that have proven not to be true. Like, he said, I won't ban fracking. He said that, you know, Antifa was
he
an ideology.
He hasn't banned fracking. He isn't going to. He's transitioning. Well, he's been very, I don't know, I mean, this is crazy to me. He's been very linear with a lot of his statements, and he has said that he is not against fracking. He wants to transition away from it. He has said that a million times. I've watched
him. He also said he also was running a democracy if he were elected, that he wouldn't sign a lot of executive orders, and now we're up to like 30 executive orders. So a lot of things I think get said on the campaign trail that maybe don't peter.
Yeah, Mexico
true.
Mexico never paid for the wall. That's true. Mexico still owes us for
the
wall. So.
Well, not if you count the money we made from the USMCA because that's
number
where
what's the USMCA?
The trade deal that blew out NAFTA.
Oh, okay. Number one on the people list is Joe Biden. All right, so we've been through the names. We got some comments to think about. Help yourself. You can comment also. Jay's going to work some of this stuff on social media at DJV show, so you can follow along with some of the things that we're talking about there. And we will continue with a focus on the stories here on the Talk Radio Review in just a moment. Here's something really exciting. E-bonds, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about E-bonds Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebon's Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebon's Bakehouse, ebonsbakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
That's the talk radio review, a roundup of what the people who are on the DJV show have to say about the charts. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I want to, before we leave the people list, we were talking about Pelosi a minute ago. Didn't she say this week that she wanted to put in the budget security money so they could face the members of the other party, the enemies?
Yes, she said the enemy is within.
Right. Okay, good for her.
Which is what's really unifying, to feel like, because I don't share a party with Nancy Pelosi, that I'm an enemy to the country.
You're the enemy, Jennifer.
I know.
Now, meantime, Joe Biden, number one on the list. Joe Biden called a bunch of Republican senators with whom he has served this week in the Senate to talk about the COVID stimulus, because there were Republicans that were putting up roadblocks to the stimulus package. So here's an interesting sign. Going back to his roots as a senator and his relationship and his ability, I think that that's a good sign. I don't know whether the bill's any good or not, whether there's a whole heck of a lot of pork in that bill, as we've been talking about. A lot of stuff's got nothing to do with COVID is in there, and that may be what they're rejecting. So maybe there needs to be some fluctuation. I thought something also this week was kind of interesting with regard to the president. They're reviewing some arms deals with the Saudis, with the United Arab Emirates, with some of the other Middle Eastern outfits. You know, remember when there was an agreement to supply a lot of munitions, but I guess what happens when it gets into, or potentially could get into, the wrong hands? So that's under examination. One wonders how much of the other stuff is under examinations. But do we think it's a good idea? I didn't think it was a good idea to give anything to Saudi Arabia. I'd like to see Saudi Arabia disappear from the face of the earth, as far as that's concerned, because they're no good. I don't know that much. The United Arab Emirates, they wanted to buy some F-35 jets.
They've got the money to do it in the UAE.
Yeah, they got all kinds of oil money. Yeah.
I don't know. Just because put up a bunch of, skyscrapers and claim to welcome, Westerners. I don't know.
They don't welcome. Are you kidding?
They welcome the money, sure.
And those, exactly. You know. That's all they want.
They act like Lindsay Lohan is their goddess, they get B-list celebrities over
there. What'd you say, Jennifer?
Oh, no, they want the money, for sure. UAE is, it prides itself on bringing rich people over there all the time.
Yeah. All these come. If you go to Dubai, the opulence that's there, what it costs you to go there. Woo! Man. All right. Well, that's why they make movies there, I guess. It's 21 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review. We share the story list with you in a matter of moments here on the review.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
All right, let's get back into it here. Our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find the charts at talkers.com or on any of our social media. Right, isn't that, Jay, what you've done? You can now we're going to start every weekend to post the charts because it's an important part of our conversation. A lot of these things we have talked about on the DJV program, although our program is not necessarily just about top issues, the news talk issues. It's a lot of other things that are important to all of our lives, but these things certainly make it into our conversation. So if you have thoughts, right, what do you want them to do? You want to go look at the stories, Jay, and then
tell us. We have the charts up, the biggest stories of the week, the biggest people of conversation. We want to know what was the most important story for you in your life. What did you really grasp towards? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at DJV Show. We want you to weigh in on this.
All right. Weigh in, please. Okay, so we're going to start now with a story list and get our conversation going with comments. Number 10, the passing of Larry King. What can be said about Mr. Ziegler that hasn't been said before? Right? Pretty much everybody's covered his passing.
I think he got a lot of really beautiful tributes. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that, you know, and he's not just for our industry starting in radio, but, you know, he was such a cultural icon. Kind of, I'd put him on par with like an Alex Trebek. And so
I think he's been on Regis.
So I think it was nice that it didn't get glossed over. He got a lot of really good attention.
Yep, right, exactly. Okay, number 9, immigration reform. Who's paying for the wall and some issues with the LGBTQ community? What specific issues are there? I understand.
Housing was a big one. Yeah, housing and the military. So Biden overturned the ban against transgender soldiers. So Trump did that. He overturned that. And then the housing under Ben Carson's HUD, a lot of protections for LGBTQ people were stripped. So housing could discriminate against them. And so now that's been reversed. So
there's also from this side of the aisle, one of the big LGBTQ issues that people have been watching here is that Biden sided with LGBTQ over women and made it over women.
That's not true.
Well, yeah, he ruined women's sports.
That's ridiculous, Jen. That's
Title IX gone?
Is that now if you're a biological male, you can play on a team against biological females. And I think that's going to make it really hard.
If you are not, for a lot of people to compete. If you are transgender, that's a very different thing. I have trans friends who are athletes too. That's totally not, that's not but the case at all.
Biologically is what I'm saying. Now it is okay for a biologically male person
to be perfectly honest, transgender women have so much more estrogen than you and I have in our bodies right now. Trust me.
So
I have transgender female
friends.
But
you
understand
that
for
a female
team.
But then what was the order about?
I know, but what was the order about? The order is allowing transgender women to play on a women's team. It's the same issue as bathrooms. It's the same
thing. But they're biologically male, correct?
They're no longer
biologically
male.
They've had their hoo-hoo eliminated, right?
What I'm saying is the estrogen levels in transgender women is higher than you and me.
Don't they have to give them estrogen, a lot of estrogen to combat their testosterone?
Yes, absolutely.
I've seen a lot of people who have felt that they have ruined women's sports.
Well, then those people are ill-informed. They're just ill-informed. That's not the case at all.
Well, according to
female
you,
sports,
female
sports are not going to be overrun with transgender women forming some Amazonian
army. It doesn't have to be overrun,
army.
But what if that ruins someone's shot at going somewhere because they're competing with someone who has
I was reading a story the other day about a guy who was a weightlifter from Russia, and he decided, this guy had like 24 inch arms, weighed 300 pounds, and he decided he wanted to be a woman, so had the sex change operation, and now is competing in bodybuilding and other power.
And he's beating
and
all the other women, right?
Yeah,
that's the point.
Of course he is, because he's got 24 inch arms. What are you going to do?
It's ridiculous, though.
Well, it does happen. It's very interesting. It's an interesting social comment on where we are today, I think, as much as anything else. All right, coming up next half hour, Senate and what's going on with the Democrats and Republicans. Can they play nice? We'll start with that.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The winter storm that arrived in California earlier this week will continue through Friday, bringing heavy snowfall in the mountainous area of the state. Up to 10 feet of snow is expected in the Sierra Nevada region. The National Weather Service also issued a backcountry avalanche warning for the eastern slopes of the Sierra Nevada. Traveling is not recommended in the region east of Yosemite National Park. The Senate impeachment trial of former President Trump is set to begin the week of February 8th, and if you ask most Americans, they'll tell you the process will amplify divisions in the nation. The Rasmussen Report survey found that voters, by a margin of 3-1, expect the upcoming trial to leave the country more divided than ever under the Biden administration. Facebook and Apple may be on the verge of a legal war. The two tech giants are now embroiled in an escalating fight over data privacy and market power. The changes will affect Facebook's advertising business by stopping its ability to collect data. Apple says the move is a win for user privacy. USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
When in Chicago, you might want to think twice about asking what time it is. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists revealed the latest setting of the clock Wednesday, announcing it remained at 100 seconds to midnight. First used in 1947 to visualize how close the world was to nuclear destruction, the clock represents how close humanity could be coming to a global catastrophe. President and CEO of the Bulletin, Rachel Bronson, explained the role that COVID-19 played in keeping the clock at its closest setting since it was first unveiled.
The pandemic serves as a historic wake-up call, a vivid illustration that national governments and the international organizations are unprepared to manage complex and dangerous challenges like those of nuclear weapons and climate change, which currently pose existential threats to humanity, or the other dangers, including more virulent pandemics and next-generation warfare, that could threaten civilization in the near future.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Last year, Microsoft acquired Bethesda in one of the biggest video game takeovers ever. The Xbox developer purchased Bethesda's parent company, ZeniMax, for a total of $7.5 billion. In doing so, it granted itself exclusive ownership over popular gaming titles, such as Fallout and Skyrim, and whatever Bethesda creates in the future. It was the kind of move many Xbox fans hoped Microsoft would make, as the console suffered from not having as many popular exclusive games as the PlayStation. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back into the fold here with the charts from Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. Also, you can get them at djvshow.com. Follow that on the our social media at djvshow. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. We are up to number 8 on the story list, which is the focus on the Senate. Can there be a power-sharing deal? The filibuster is in the focus. I think we've talked about that a little bit, right?
There is, actually. They got a deal this week. That was a piece of it. So Chuck Schumer wouldn't budge on committing not to end the filibuster. So McConnell went to Kristen Sinema in Arizona. Well, actually, he didn't go to it. I don't know how it went. But she said she wasn't going to vote to get rid of the filibuster, and so did Joe Manchin. So he, on a handshake with those two, he signed the deal with Chuck Schumer so they can operate, which is good for all of us that they figured it out.
Right. Okay. Number 7, the social media thing. I don't think there's anything new this week, is there? Victoria, the Facebook story that we had when we were focusing for the countdown on the top five stories of the week. Mm-hmm. There's no real, I mean, Facebook is Facebook. These guys are all a bunch of Alibaba and the 40 thieves. So
it's
is there
533 million phone numbers are for sale on the dark web right now. So that's a lot of
from
phone
Facebook.
Numbers. Well, they were stolen from Facebook, yeah. And the downside is, once again, Facebook seems to just, you know, have security. They have a real lack of security. And they've even had people go through the two-factor authentication, which I know drove you crazy last year when we tried to walk you through that.
Yep.
And yet, even though people did that with their phone numbers were still vulnerable. And that's kind of the lesson here. It's, you know, you don't need to put your phone number on Facebook. You do not need to have it in your account.
No social security numbers. Don't give your social security number to anybody but a bank, and you only do that if you're looking for a loan or to open a new account.
They call that's from it. The Social Security Administration, like I always get.
Right, exactly. I get all that, too.
Yeah, I've been getting those this week.
So annoying.
Don't answer anything.
They're not going to call you
up. It. Yeah. Right, don't fall
you're
for it.
Out of
it scares
mind.
Older people. That's all it does. And,
yep.
You know, and we already deal with so many robocalls as it is, so now there's just going to be another influx.
Yep. All right, let's see here. Number six, this seems like something that's been, we've hashed this out until the cows come home. The police reform stuff, reforming government, race relations. I mean, how much can you beat this horse to death? We've said what, maybe it's coming back up because February is African-American History Month, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's part of why it's showing up. Number five, the weather. I was talking on the air and off the air about where I am in Massachusetts. There's a cold front, the Polar Express or the Polar Vortex or what do they call it? Whatever it is.
Polar Express. Tom Hanks.
With Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever it is, it's a
it's
pain.
A polar vortex. But I was telling you about the atmospheric river that was in California this week.
Yeah, there's a lot of the weather. I just went over to the, I've got a thermostat in the corner of the studio, and it's right now reading 8 degrees. I went outside earlier to take the dog for a walk, and the wind just right through me. It hasn't been this cold here, excuse me, since February of 2015. So, hello. Welcome to a mild winter. We've had, actually, to this point, it has been pretty mild here in this neck of the woods. Victoria, you're in New Jersey. What's it like? Mm-hmm. What's the picture this weekend look like there?
Just windy and cold. Monday, it looks like we're going to get a big snowstorm. Well,
snowstorm.
I don't know how big. I'm right on the beach. The snow will fall, it lands for a second, and then it just dissipates.
Right.
So we really don't get a lot here. But I think down in D.C., where our Radio America studios are, I think they're going to get hit on Sunday. So it looks like it must be moving up from the south.
It is. It's from it's a southern low. So there's that. And speaking of the south, Jay is in Nashville. We got the weather from Jennifer, the rain, the skies have opened up out there. What's it like in Nashville?
It's just cloudy and 26 degrees, so it's cold, but there's no snow or anything. It's just cold and dreary.
Yes, dreary. Cloudy, dreary, ooh, that yucca bunga. That's what the Midwest feels like. Mid-South, Midwest in the wintertime, when it's in the bowels of midwinter, yucca bunga. All right, number four is our relationship with China and Russia, more cheating, lying, stealing on the part of the Chinese, business this week of who's being shut down. Most people don't even know this is going on because there aren't newspapers covering for whatever the reason. I don't know why the news media is covering its butt. How much money do they get from the Chinese?
Well, that's a good question. I don't
yeah.
know.
Well, why are they so reluctant to cover up the lies that are coming from the Chinese? There are many provinces that are completely shut down. They won't let people travel. It's kind of a dicey situation.
But, you know, we also did it is a dicey situation, and it's dicey for journalists. And, you know, I know that, you know, you like to crap on the news media, and they deserve it for most of it. But, you know, last year we saw a record number of journalists being murdered while they were on site covering stories, whether it's China, North Korea, I mean, Russia. The world is still a very dangerous place for journalism. And anybody who wants to go into where they've shut down Wuhan or whatever other province is shut down now, good luck to them. And I applaud their bravery, but I wouldn't do it.
Speaking of that,
a couple of one thing about that real quick,
yeah,
because I
yeah.
think investigative journalism, I think Victoria's right about that, is that investigative journalism is, and pardon the pun, I don't mean it insensitively, but it's sort of dead. So the stuff that the journalists are reporting on right now are stuff that's handed to them, right?
Fluff.
So they're not going, yeah.
Right.
So that's what, I think that's what we're missing is the
You're not
the
seeing
initiative.
Walter Cronkite in a bulletproof vest anymore, you know? I mean,
no.
there are some mm-hmm. journalists who are still willing to do that, but, you know, look at the statistics from last year when we talked about it on the DJV show, how many were murdered. Jamal Khashoggi alone, I mean,
yeah.
look at him, that was a couple years ago. That's probably the highest profile.
Sadly, I think the appetite for news overseas is really low. Everybody wants to focus on all the drama. And who hates who? My dad and I were talking about this, and he brought up such a good point. He's like, who knows what's happening in Russia or China or Iran or Israel? Because guess what? We don't actually even get that anymore because everybody wants to know if Kellyanne is, you know, taking nude pictures of her daughter or if Joe Biden
Very
doesn't
true.
Know how to put a pen in his pocket. I mean, everybody's focusing on all that yuck.
Nonsense.
Well, there's real stuff happening.
Yeah. That's, I mean, yeah. I still watch BBC America. I watch the BBC News as much as possible just to kind of get, you know, another perspective of what's yeah. happening around the world.
It's sad to outsource it.
With that.
Totally.
Remember the fellow that beheaded Daniel Pearl?
Oh,
he was
yeah.
a journalist that was in Pakistan in 2002. He was sentenced to life in prison. He's being released from prison. He was convicted and then he was acquitted. And that's the way their system works over there. The family appealed, and that was denied because it's Pakistan. What do you think is going to happen? The guy was on death row, and now the Supreme Court in Pakistan says he ought to be set free. The other men who were sentenced to life for their involvement in his kidnapping and beheading also be released. So Pakistan would be a good place to stay away from
yep.
if you were a news person.
You want to be a journalist there, just like nope. Daniel Pearl was. Yep.
All right, number three this week on the focus from talkers, the economy, this whole business about what we're going to do. Is there going to be another stimulus package? Does it become $1.9 billion? What does it do to the economy? And some certain sectors of the economy doing very, very well, others not doing so well. And when you look at the way the stimulus is supposed to work in this new package, there's all kinds of crap and pork in there, the usual, that has no business being in there, except that it's political. It's trying to change people and their habits and persuasions and stuff. Climate change, get away from me with that stuff. Fix the economy now, and never mind all that other nonsense. That's my read on it. Ladies?
Well, the climate change stuff is... Yeah, but the climate change stuff is, you know, a longer term. That's going to create a lot
it's
of
not
jobs.
Gonna yeah, but that's not today. Today,
I
let's
understand
focus
that, but
on
you have,
get
you
your
can
political
do two
agenda.
Things at once. You can do a short game and a long game. That's
now
that's,
you kidding? The federal government has a hard time doing one thing at once. Never mind two things at once. So they can hardly imagine them as jugglers. They drop the ball at
well,
every
I'd rather,
turn.
Okay, but I'd rather still make the attempt than just give up and say,
think,
oh, well, they
I
can't
think
do it.
Frustrated. The frustrating thing is like listening to John Kerry this week say that 90% of the pollution and 90% of the bad stuff is coming from other places. And that's not going to change necessarily.
What do you mean other places? Other countries?
Yeah, with other people who are contributing.
China is the biggest. We contribute
and
plenty.
India, yeah.
But China and India are off the charts.
Yeah.
With so
what
if
they
you said that, and then they're
pollution.
Putting these high dollar things to, and costing American jobs during a pandemic year, I think that's why there's a lot of people who are just like, are you kidding? We're going to take away all of these really good jobs and you're going to tell me, I mean, one of the things he
took
criticism
for. What jobs are we taking away?
The Keystone Pipeline.
Those are temporary. Those are 35 permanent jobs that were guaranteed
wall.
From that.
But they're infrastructure jobs, and they're good jobs, and they're good paying. And so someone like John Kerry stands up there who really hasn't worked a hard job in his life and says, well, you'll just work on solar panels now. Well, not for a 50-year-old who wants to retire in a few years. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Why would a 50-year-old want to work on a pipeline rather than
a
solar panel?
Well, they are.
Does that make sense?
This is part of the problem with this pejorative, just because he's a Democrat, he's a bad guy, or because he's a Republican, he's a bad guy. John Kerry was in the Vietnam War and was in some very difficult straits when he
yeah,
was.
Yeah,
I forgot about
he
that.
He was in
yeah.
the war, absolutely,
right.
but
so
he hasn't
that's
worked
his, that was his job.
In the public,
but since
he hasn't
then,
worked.
No,
right.
he's been an elected official since then, but I don't take away from him what he did when he was in
Vietnam. I don't think it's wise to try to make an argument of saying, oh, John Kerry's never worked a day in his life or a hard day. Like, Trump never did either. So I don't know if, you know, there are a lot of people who have
but
never.
But he signed a lot of paychecks for people. I think the point is that people who are in the private sector who know how hard it is to make businesses work, and I think that was one thing that Trump did bring to the job. But it's really not about
John Kerry.
It's about people who are losing their. But it's about people. It's not about either of them. It's about people who are losing their job and then being told by John Kerry that they can just go work on solar panels. Well, why should he tell them? What if they don't want to? What if they like their job that they have right now? What if
I want to stay on the farm?
Kind of job that they have.
The jobs on the farm are dwindling
temporary. That was
because
supposed to be 1 year.
Support the government has given under Trump for these big agribusinesses that's totally, totally, totally wrong. All right, we got to get to number one, and we will right after this.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
All right, here we are on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and Doug. Number one this week, at least according to the folks at Talkers, the insurrection investigation. I did notice that this guy, what's his name? Was it Chansley, who was the guy with the wolf head or
the
whatever,
horns.
The horns on?
Whose mother was demanding he get organic food in jail.
Oh, yeah, that's genius.
He said, the lawyer said his client used to love the president, but now feels let down, and he's going to testify against him because he didn't get a presidential pardon.
I hope he
pardon.
Wears his horns. Yeah, right.
But doesn't that pretty much tip up, doesn't that tell you what those people are about in the first place? I mean, most of them, including the couple of Congress people that have supported this stuff, they're nuts. And how do they get, are we that nuts? Is our society that nuts that we elect people like that to office? Aren't there better? We have so many bad people in office on both sides of the aisle, incompetent nincompoops. Many of them, as Jennifer was pointing out about Kerry, have never had a real job in their lives. They don't really know what the real world is about. Some of these young kids that are in there in their 20s, they don't know anything about anything.
That's why I love the term limits thing that Ted Cruz brought up this week. Bring it on. I'm for it.
Well, I'd like to term limit him, too, so sure.
I know. He'd be limited as well. Absolutely.
He'd be good.
I would
have no law. He'd be good to kiss him goodbye. But there are lots of others in there that deserve to have much more scrutiny. Where the heck do these people come from? Unga bunga. All right, so it is the overview of the charts from Talkers. Check them out at dgvshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria and Jennifer and Jay here, 10 before the hour.
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now 53 after the hour on the DJV program with a visit from Nick Miles, your auto expert, our auto expert. Yeah, there could be a song to this, Nick. Our auto experts, your auto expert. Da, 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 da. All right, so at any rate, we got a lot of car news this week, some car tunes. A friend of mine owns 13 dealerships in Massachusetts, and they've just released a new ad campaign for all the dealerships. They sort of do a play on karate, and the message at the end, his tagline is, "Come to McGovern, we don't play karate." it's real corn, but it's something you remember as much as anything else, you know. And that's a hard thing. When I was a young broadcaster, I worked in Baltimore in the mid '80s. And we were in a studio. The network was in a studio. It was 1988, actually. We were in a studio that housed a big production facility, and they did a lot of car spots, car television and radio spots. And they pretty much were, you know, the screamers, "It's the Barberino sale!" I used to sit in that studio on Friday afternoon with Andy Parks, who did traffic in Washington. The two of us screamed for 4 hours. I remember we got $185 a spot. That I do remember. But it was all those screaming, "It's the Barberino sale!" And then you had to talk as fast as you could to get all the duck points in. It was a lot of noise, but they seemed to work. I mean, do we still have those kind of ads around? Yeah, are they any good?
Now they speed up the tape.
Yeah, right.
Read fast. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yep. All right. So I was reading something from the Economic Times about cars for different budgets, and it was aimed at helping people identify a car that fits in with what you can afford. They had five different choices, different brands and that sort of stuff. And I wondered what you, I don't know whether you saw that or not, but what people can afford is, I guess the key here is that most places will sell you a car. If you can't afford it, they get it back again, right? That's pretty much the bottom line.
Yeah, hopefully you don't have to go that far. But there are different brands. You know, every brand is sort of aimed at a different socioeconomic group. I mean, whether you know it or not, brands are aimed at people of different income levels and different lifestyles, and they've always have been.
What would be an example of that, Nick?
Well, for instance, you look at Volkswagen and Audi. They're aimed at different people at different times of their life. I mean, Volkswagen is aimed at those people who are tend to be more working class, like things very neat and clean, they young families. And then once you become a little older and a little more tech savvy and a little more affluent, then the Audi.
But yet, most of them are the same cars, right?
Yeah.
Volkswagen and Audi,
don't tell
pretty much. I'm not supposed to tell them. Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Then when you become super rich, you go to the Lamborghini version, you know, or the Porsche version.
Help yourself to all the. Yeah, exactly. All right. So General Motors announcing this week that they are going to be gas free in the next 15 years. I'm sure the oil companies love to read this. And so what happens? Are they not going to make any cars or trucks with diesel engines? It's all electric, period, end of story?
I think it's a goal. So, you know, goals are there to be adjusted. My weight loss goal is X, and do we ever get there? Sometimes. A lot of time we keep trying. The idea, I think, behind it is that they're trying to help us become emissions-free. It's a changing government. I don't think you would have seen this under the last U.S. government. That's the first thing. Second thing is there are children who are not yet born who will have their driver's permits by the time this happens. So that's another thing to bear in mind. And then the other things to bear in mind is, too, there could be a completely different government in power by the time this happens. It's also in response to California doing the same thing. Yeah. So California announced that it would no longer sell those vehicles. So, yes, I think it's very interesting. Our technology will be 15 years in advance. I make the joke saying I won't be around in 15 years. I probably will.
You'll still be doing this report with me in 2035. You can count on that. All right, what's the scoop?
No.
You bought a new Bronco. A friend of mine bought a new Bronco. I forget. I think his is a two-door, whether it's a two-door, four-door. Yeah. Why? Which one is selling better?
Well, the four-door, of course, is selling better, and that might have something to do with the fact that when you get to the leasing price of these, the two-door actually, the two-door does not lease out as well as the four-door. And it looks like the four-door is going to lease out better price than the two-door.
Really?
Interesting.
Huh. Yeah, it is kind of interesting. All right, that's the report, the update on your car, the car world, the automobile world, from Nick Miles here on the DJV program.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.